media network covering the full spectrum of the world of radio in a form easy to digest. A follow-up to last week's story now on the impending return of the music ship Radio Caroline. We said then that reports had indicated that the new boat being used had set sail from its port in Spain to a point just off. This is Media Network, covering the full spectrum of the world of radio in a form easy to digest. A follow-up to last week's story now on the impending return of the music ship Radio Caroline. We said then that reports had indicated that the new boat being used had set sail from its port in Spain to a point just off the English coast. Newspaper articles in England and here in the Netherlands promised tests sometime last weekend on medium wave. Well, nothing happened. But we were able to confirm from the British Coast Guard that a ship answering that description is in the area that the Caroline organisation say it is. On Monday, our Dutch domestic service colleagues of Veronica Radio, in their media programme called The Great Confusion, managed to trace the owner of the ship, Ben O'Reilly, and asked him where exactly is the new boat.
Well, it's approximately 22 miles off the Thames estuary. Virtually very close to the position that the Mio Amigo sat in for many, many years, which is a pretty secure and safe position, both nautically and internationally. The station's programming concept has changed dramatically, and it's going to be album track format, which will have much appeal for the Dutch and Belgian audiences. And we're also, because of the technical side of it, we've got a mast that is approximately 300 feet or about 87 or 88 meters tall, which would make it, from what we can gather, the tallest mast ever put on a ship anywhere in the world. The belief of the technical side of it, and we won't know yet for a day or two, but the belief of the technical side is the signal should be really first class.
Well, that was recorded on Monday, and Rona went on to say that he expected tests on or around 962 kilohertz medium wave within 48 hours. Well, that time's gone. And checking before we came on the air to Australia, New Zealand this Thursday morning, Dutch time, there's still nothing resembling a test from Radio Caroline. So, when are they aiming for regular programming?
Well, I feel that, and of course you don't absolutely know, but it depends out there on how they're getting on. We should be looking at Friday or Saturday for full-blooded, but it might be before that. We're canvassing advertising, mainly in North America. We've got an office in Los Angeles, run by the Don Kelly Organization. They've also got a link with a big setup in New York. We're also canvassing here in Spain, and we're canvassing in countries like Australia, New Zealand, etc.
It's Caroline. It's great to be back. The imagination station, Caroline.
Well, we'll just have to see whether the idea of a pirate ship in the North Sea for 1983 is really, as the jingle says, an imagination station. And we'll be visiting our colleagues at Veronica Radio in a couple of weeks to see what that media programme is all about, which goes out, incidentally, in Dutch on the jumbo frequency of 747.